This is Radio Nepal. I'm Della Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Budget session of Federal Parliament has begun from yesterday. Finance Minister presented a proposal seeking discussions on principles and priorities of appropriation bill for next fiscal year. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says present economic situation is not worrisome. And 8 people die as car strikes people in Texas border town. Now the news in detail. The budget session of the Federal Parliament has started from yesterday. The meetings of both the National Assembly and the House of Representatives began the business and at Parliament Building in Bhubaneswar. House of Representatives Speaker Devraj Khemir recited the letter received from the President's office regarding this morning of the House session. In this session, the government will present its annual policies and programs and budget. For the pre-budget discussion, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat presented a proposal seeking discussions on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the next fiscal year in both Federal Parliament chambers. Presenting the proposal, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat stated that the next fiscal year's budget would be centered on seeking sustainable solutions to economic problems, creating job opportunities, and maintaining good governance by delivering effective public service. The finance minister believed that the upcoming budget would reduce the trade deficit and agricultural dependency by emphasizing the modernization of the agriculture sector. He also clarified that large and strategic projects would be given high priority in the upcoming budget. Meanwhile, an ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to the Civil Code 2080 has been tabled in the House of Representatives. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Thanraj Gurung tabled the ordinance in the House meeting yesterday. The ordinance formulated to address the problems of the loan sharking victims was issued by the President on the 3rd of May. The major opposition party, CPN-UML, in the first meeting of the 14th session of the National Assembly has demanded to make the report of the commission formed to investigate a fake Bhutanese refugee scam public. UML's parliamentarian Devendra Dahal urged to put an end to the outcry surrounding the fake Bhutanese refugee scam and unveil the report prepared by the commission formed to probe the scam. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the present economic situation is not worrisome as efforts are on the way to bring improvements in the country's economy by addressing the problems. Addressing the Nepal Trade Summit 2023 yesterday, the Prime Minister said the panic of the alleged looming economic crisis was averted. According to the Prime Minister, the government prioritizes the agricultural sectors and has a policy of promoting agriculture, tourism, hydropower, and entrepreneurship to promote domestic improvement and improve exports, keeping the economy vibrant. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the government is actively working for restructuring the communication sector of Nepal. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 8th National Journalism Day in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said significant political accomplishment would not have been possible without the involvement and contribution of media. Prime Minister Dahal reiterated his commitment to the press freedom and safety of journalists. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma applauded the role played by the Nepali journalism in bringing political changes and protecting democracy in the country. In her address to a program organized on the occasion of the 8th National Journalism Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sharma said Nepali journalism had a historic contribution to creating public awareness and gaining public support in different political movements at home. The district court, Kathmandu has allowed the police to keep suspended 8 people, including Secretary Teknarayan Pandey, into judicial custody for 7 more days. Secretary Pandey has been arrested on the charge of his involvement in the fake refugee scam. The district court, Kathmandu, has extended the detention for O. Pandey for 7 more days for further investigation. He was arrested by police on May 3rd from Pepsi Cola in Kathmandu on the charge of making fake Bhutanese refugee identity card. Newly appointed Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Surendra Raj Acharya has assumed his office. Minister Acharya took charge of his office at the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens at Singhadarbar yesterday after taking the oath of office and secrecy from President Ramchandra Powdel. Likewise, the President changed the portfolio of Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen Mahinder Rai Yadav and assigned him the portfolio of the Ministry of Water and Supply. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narendra Rajasthan has vowed to end all types of violence against women. Addressing a workshop on the second National Action Plan on the implementation of UN Security Council resolution related to women, peace and security yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Rajasthan said the government was committed to taking action against the perpetrators of violence against women and providing justice to the survivors. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahath pledges to take initiatives to resolve the current economic problems through monetary policy instead of fiscal policy. Addressing the Nepal Trade Summit 2023 in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahath said the current economic crisis could be addressed through fiscal policy. Minister Dr. Mahath further said the Nepal Rashtra Bank was at work to review the fiscal policy towards mid-May and bank interest rates would be reduced. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Texas authorities have named a heavily armed gunman who killed 8 people, including children, at a Dallas shopping mall at Mauricio Garcia, aged 33. According to BBC, the man from Dallas himself was shot dead by a police officer who was attending a different call in the area. The gunman in Saturday's attack used an AR-15-style rifle and wore combat gear, U.S. President Joe Biden said. Investigators quoted by U.S. media say he may have had far-right links, as suggested by a clothing patch he wore. Police searched a nearby hotel where Garcia was staying, as well as a home in the city, reports say. He opened fire on shoppers at the LN Premier Outlets Mall in the North Dallas suburbs. At least 3 injured victims remained in critical condition on Sunday. Meanwhile, 7 people have been killed in the U.S. state of Texas after a car struck a group at a bus stop close to a shelter for the homeless and migrants. The incident happened in the city of Brownsville near the Mexican border at about 8:30 local time. According to BBC, at least 6 others have been injured, some of them critically. The driver has been arrested and charged. Brownsville police say it is not clear whether the incident was intentional. Earlier, U.S. media reports quoted police as saying it appeared to be a deliberate attack. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Budget session of Federal Parliament begins from yesterday. Finance Minister presented proposals seeking discussions on principles and priorities of appropriation bill for next fiscal year. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says present economic situation is not worrisome. And 8 people die as car strikes people in Texas border town. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.